Hi, this is Commissioner Kyler, elected in District 2. On Tuesday, it will be 1 year since we were sworn in. I love Carroll County, and I need your input. Call me at 443-986-1458 or email me at kkyler@carrollcountymarylandmd.gov. This job's been great. It's been a great year. The four guys that I serve with are great and great to work with, and all of the county staff and employees. It's just been a great year, a lot of learning. We do monthly podcasts. In the future, I'm going to try to get other people to do it with me. I thought I had something lined up for today, but it ended up not working out. It's hard to mesh schedules, but we will. And again, we've been busy, and I've learned a lot. The budget process, we're always working on the budget. This year, it's going to be especially challenging to cover all their services and needs with the revenue we have. We're continuing on ag preservation. Commissioners divide duties sitting on various boards and commissions. I typically attend the Opioid Prevention Coalition at the Health Department, and that's always a great couple hours of talking and learning. But this month, I went to Manchester Valley High School to see Tim Weber in the state's attorney's office do the 11th grade special opioid prevention program. It was great. 11th graders were the audience in the auditorium, and they really paid attention and listened. Great speakers, great message. They do that at every high school. I think they just did it at either Liberty or Century, and they're getting ready to do another one down in that area, but they will do it at all seven high schools. I go to the Veterans Advisory Council meetings. That's always good. A great group there, and we get presents from some of the aides from the congressmen and senators in D.C., and the legions are represented. Other people outside of the Carroll County official employees that work with the veterans. It's a great group and great conversation. Go to the Carroll County College Trustees meetings. They're always great. And I've said it before, every time I go, I seem to learn something new they do there. That's a great group of trustees and great staff with the community college. And it's not hard to understand why we're the best community college and probably one of the best colleges in Maryland. I try to mention each time State Highway, particularly the work down at Route 91 and the work for that intersection. The bridge repairs, replacements, They've been working, but they've been working and able to let traffic continue to use 91. I'd say in a month, we can expect them to close 91 and do the detours so they can actively work on the bridges themselves. And I mentioned it before also, there's been one meeting for Route 91 and 140 modification of that intersection, and they heard us, but we can't stop letting them know what we think about that intersection. The plan they had to do a loop around instead of a left turn was a horrible plan. They're reevaluating, and I'm sure that's going to change. Ethiopian Church, the only update I really have on that, January 8th, there'll be a court case in district court regarding the permits and the use of the buildings and everything they're doing there. I just learned about that being scheduled, that court case, yesterday. So stay in touch. Either Delegate Tomlinson or myself will have updates for you. The state did some grants for Carroll County to update broadband internet service, but I know there's still a lot of people that either don't have service or don't have adequate service. There's a survey out. It's on the website. We need your feedback. We need to know what people are doing with internet in Carroll County and what their needs are. Other activities we've been doing, November 27th was a fire and EMS pinning ceremony at Winters Mill High School. Great event, great new employees helping with the safety and security in Carroll County. There's another pinning ceremony coming up December 11th. I was lucky enough to go last week to Hereford Optimist. They met down in the Hereford area, and they honored two Manchester Valley students who were exceptional students, and a great ceremony, great group. Probably, 50 people probably there honoring six great students. We don't hear as much about the great students as we do people with problems, but there are great kids out there and great families supporting them, and it was just a great night. The Boys and Girls Club, they did the Big Chill competition. I think it was seven sets of two people competing against each other. Whoever raised the most funds of the two did not have to go into the dunk tank. It was a lot of fun. There was a McDaniel College versus a community college staff member. Ed Singer was against Terry Smack from Terry Title. Terry did beat Ed, and he got to get in the water. It was just a lot of fun and a great day. Yesterday's meeting, we had our Board of Health. Twice a year, we do a Board of Health with the health department staff. They come, and primarily it's a presentation on what they're doing, what they're updating, and it's a very open conversation. The health officer, Susan Doyle, is great, and she gave a presentation, and it includes things they need to work on. And one of the things we talked about, both for her health department and for our building over here, it's so hard to stay in constant communication and positive communication with all our citizens and their needs. And both sides said we want to work on that and improve that. I know, unfortunately, for a lot of buildings, they went through COVID where there was more control and less access. And I think some people haven't fully recovered from that, and we need to get back to having full access. They mentioned yesterday COVID still does exist, but I think we've learned so much, and I tactfully mentioned that during COVID, we were all learning, but we were also lied to. And I think hindsight, I wish our kids would have been in school from day one. We really did a disservice to some community members, the seniors at the senior center, the students in school. I think hindsight, mask mandates and vaccine mandates were about 10 to 13% effective, and that's per Fauci, who everybody worshiped throughout this process. So when he says it was that bad, it was that bad. The liquor board came and presented to us, and they're updating some of the requirements for licensees and their presence in the building, and that was great. And that's a state law. They have to go to the delegation, which they'll present when the delegation has their meeting. But out of courtesy and because we all talk, they came and presented it to us, and we fully support them moving forward to make our county more safe and more secure. And I think most of the businesses agree that that's a good change. We also talked about closing Babylon Road, and there was 10 to 12 people here either living on Babylon Road or using that bridge. And I think it opened our eyes to what those people have been promised over the years and what they need. And the bridge isn't cheap. It involves wetlands, which we may or may not be told by the state we can't even get into. So there's a lot of issues there, but I think we need to look at what the possibilities are and how we can serve those people. They talked about stormwater management ponds. The county does maintain many of those throughout the county, and they require updates. And particularly, we talked about updating and modifying the one at the Public Safety Training Center and the one down at Roberts Field in Hampstead in behind McDonald's. I think that was built in the 80s, and because of law changes, because of maintenance, it's time to do something there. Later today, I'm going to lunch with the Carroll County Realtors, and it's a legislative luncheon. Most of the delegation will be there, and at least three of the commissioners, so we'll hear from them and talk to them. I wanted to mention tonight in Union Bridge, there's a tree lighting, but then also at the Fire Hall, Stambaugh's is celebrating their 50th anniversary. Charlie Stambaugh started that company 50 years ago, and was great competition. me working at C.J. Miller's, I dealt a lot with him, both selling blacktop and working with him, but then also competing with him on bids. And he was just a great guy. Very, very much missed. Ryan and Shannon are running the company now and doing a great job there. Tomorrow, Mission Barbecue's doing a luncheon for, or brunch, whatever, for the commissioners, and that'll be awesome. Town hall, Commissioner Rothstein had his town hall at South Carroll. Good communication with everybody. I mentioned that I do go to the Board of Trustees for the community college to their meetings, but they also did a breakfast with all five commissioners and talked about that. We met the Secretary of Commerce in Exploration Commons at Westminster Library, and it's been great. A number of the secretaries have come out to Carroll County and talked with us and worked with us. I want to mention briefly our bond sale. Commissioner Rothstein and I, along with staff, went to New York City and talked to three entities on our bond rating, and we were lucky enough that all three gave us AAA ratings. And with the economy and with all that's going on with the country, messing up inflation and causing concerns, it's so awesome that we got that rating. I think they had 17 bids. All 17 were lower than the rate we had last year, and of course, therefore, the lowest one that got the $30 million worth of bonds was cheaper than last year. And to me, that's a very, very pleasant surprise. Went out to the Farm Museum for stitching history, saw the quilts out there. They were awesome. Wreckin Parks did their volunteer and Hall of Fame awards at the Charles Carroll Community Center. That was great. And Veterans Day, I met with friends and former students of Robert Mote, and they had their monthly meeting. I met them in the morning, and then in the evening, Rhonda and I went to Manchester Valley to a veterans dinner and ceremony. That was awesome. And we also got to, after dinner, we got to see their musical they're putting on. And it's great to see those kids and the talents, both of the singers, the actors, but also the prop people and all the assistants behind the scenes that need to make that happen. And it's all students supervised by educators, but it's great. We took in another farm to AgPres. I think that about covers. We've been busy. Next week we're headed to Mako, which is always great, working with all the other counties. And it's one of the places where Carroll County, as a rural and smaller county, we have an equal voice within Mako with the big counties in Baltimore City. So it's a good place to compare notes and talk to. Again, it's been a year. I love Carroll County. I need your input. Call me at 443-986-1458 or email me at kkyler@carrollcountymd.gov. And I'll talk to you again in about a month.